Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Phil says they say we can make it safer, but you have to pay for it.
Well, there's a couple of things at play here. First of all, they say we can make it safer, and they do need to make it safer. And when you make something like a utility line safer, the utility company has the right to come to the ratepayers and say that's part of the cost of doing business. We're going to make this place safer, whether it's underground gas lines, like to prevent another San Bruno explosion, or tightening up the lines up in the fire area. But the other part of this is they're also asking for the rate increase in order to make Wall Street happy.
Yeah, that's really the key part of this story, isn't it? This is about investor profit margins, and it's not just PG&E. SoCal Edison and San Diego Gas and Electric have filed the same rate increase request.
Up and down the state, what we're seeing is utilities basically saying, look, given the wildfire liabilities that we're facing in California and will continue to face for the coming years, we can't find people in Wall Street to invest in us like they used to because they want a higher rate of return. They were getting 10%. They're saying we need to be more attractive because we're going through bankruptcies. We're a risky stock, so we have to promise a higher rate of return. So yes, you're sitting there going, the fat ones are going to get fatter, or our pension funds are going to be looking at getting more money out of PG&E as they invest in them. But basically, they're saying we need to be more attractive. So you have one part for safety and the other part for Wall Street, and the Wall Street one doesn't look good to the politicos in Sacramento.
But of course, the problem, you know, if you'd strip all this down, is that somebody's got to pay for all of this safety enhancement. And it's either going to be we the ratepayers, or we the taxpayers, or Wall Street. And we know which one of the three isn't going to pay. So, I mean,
because Wall Street doesn't have to. They can walk away and invest
someplace else. Right.
Exactly. So what we have here is a lot of this comes down to what we call the inverse...
inverse condemnation.
Right. Yeah, which basically says if you put the lines... We let you put the lines up there, but you assume the risk for anything that goes wrong. PG&E and the other utilities want that change, whether it be for climate change, whether it be for the fact that we need to get better care of our forests, for any number, with the fact that we're living more and more remote areas, for any number of reasons, they say we need to change that. But that's very tough sell. The other part, you're right, Stan, is not only about making the line safer, but it's also about the accumulated $30 billion in liabilities, in other words, damages caused by these fires that PG&E could be liable for. So you put that together, and we are looking at probably the toughest thing, and the thing that's going to affect most people in the state, and especially in the Bay Area in this coming year. And this is what the lawmakers have to decide. It's not about some cute little thing, little bill they're putting in for this or that or this. This is the big one at the table. Are you and I going to be paying? We're going to be paying more.
We're paying.
We're going to pay. It's just a question of how much and where it goes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.